The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit iheareverything.com.
Bridge toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good engagement?
How long before a wedding should I send out save the dates?
How many games are in the first series?
Use IMAP to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
where to find.
We were 4 years
Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast. Today we're going to discuss SEO in private equity firms. Joining us is Micah Fischner-Kirshner, who is the VP of SEO and content at Turn River Capital, which is the growth equity fund that operates in a partnership model with its investment companies. At its core strategy, Turn River's proprietary software growth playbooks are custom made for growing profitable software companies. Yesterday, Micah and I talked about surviving an acquisition as an SEO, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about the differences between being an SEO at a private equity firm as opposed to being an in-house SEO. And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Micah Fischner-Kirshner, the VP of SEO and content at Turn River Capital. Micah, welcome back to the Voices of Search podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
Excited to have you back. Excited to continue our conversation. Yesterday, we talked about some of the bigger, scarier topics that aren't just SEO specific, but if you're an employee and your company gets acquired, there can be a lot of uncertainty. And you kind of live in a world where this is, I don't know, table stakes, private equity. You're always buying companies, helping to manage them, doing onboarding and offboarding. And it's different than being an in-house SEO. So I'm just curious to hear, you know, a little bit more about your job and what's the difference between working at a private equity firm as an SEO as opposed to, you know, when you were in-house. What do you think the big differences are?
Yeah, one of the ways that I like to describe it is imagine essentially the agency owning the clients. That's kind of where it is.
It's like that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis where it's like, what if the mom was the daughter and the daughter was the mom? What's the Freaky Friday, is it? Where it's like, we're going to swap spaces. This time the agency's in charge.
Yeah, and that's essentially kind of how I like to think about it, because the areas of where you have politics and pushback is generally relatively lessened. Things that are more likely to get done because us as the private equity firm has kind of an alignment of what we want to do, and we get that buy-in to understand why. And so all the projects can flow from that with understanding of, in advance, here are the metrics that we're going to care about and here's what we're looking at. And so that's at least how I like to describe it. Now, when it comes to differences of in-house and private equity, the differences there is I'm working for these companies across multiple ones. And so the SEO work is more of how can I scale, but scale across companies rather than how do I scale a business up? And so what can I do to essentially rinse and repeat the wins that I've been able to do at other companies and take it over to these other ones, knowing, hey, we're in the same business area. Turn River, for example, does B2B SaaS. And what usually works in one kind of area often will translate to another. And it's a way to kind of scale my work so that as we have more and more companies, I can still balance my workload so that I can still be effective across all these different companies.
All right. So essentially the underlying challenges of your role are fundamentally different. Your goal is always going to be growth. But when you're at a private equity company, you're not just thinking about growing one brand at a time, one vertical at a time. What you're thinking about is, what's a win that I can implement across multiple different properties? So you're essentially, what it sounds like is thinking about infrastructure more than you would about, I don't know, the micro optimizations, sort of the content side. You end up thinking about sort of technical implementation more than you would underlying content structure.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If I stumble across a page that has a pretty bad title tag, yeah, I'm going to go in and be like, okay, this needs to be fixed. Just kind of the SEO, you know, nitpicker in me on something like that.
You're still an SEO.
Yeah, I'm still an SEO. So like, there's going to be those things in there. But yeah, larger businesses, you might own, maybe some of them might own a smaller kind of business line. But for the most part, you're going to spend almost pretty much your day with the main business. Whereas for me, each of them, as long as there's organic search opportunity, I need to divvy up my time, not necessarily equally, but enough that I can provide the recommendations and put through what the projects need to be for those businesses, thinking through that the infrastructure, the process, the best practices are all in place for each of them, and having to do the training for each of these different kinds of teams that might have completely different backgrounds and different business understanding versus kind of in-house where it's you know who everybody is and it rolls up all to the same person.
I'm imagining that there's a component of onboarding that you're always doing as well, where as a private equity firm, when there is an acquisition, everybody's got a different structure, a different system, set of technologies. And so you basically have to go through an onboarding process to then be able to implement what changes you're making across your portfolio with your new companies.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
You know, talk to me about how much time you spend sort of getting the system set up as opposed to implementing the system across multiple brands.
We spend a good amount of both thought process as well as training for how do we get people to get the right tools, systems, and practices that they need to be doing in place. Early on, we purchase a company and essentially we already know what their systems are and what things we need to do to replace, who the people are, who do we need to talk to and dive in with kind of introductions and trainings of what we want to do, working with them to get their buy-in. So a lot of that is put together. Like I have decks essentially that I start with, like, here's what SEO is under Turn River. Here's what this means. And then how a whole customized section of what that means for your website and what are the projects going to entail and why.
Okay, so you're doing training on what your system is at Turn River, you're onboarding the customers, you're onboarding multiple different properties, and then you're managing across them. It's sort of the three legs of the stool, for your role at Private Equity. How do you think that is different on the day-to-day from being an in-house SEO?
On the day-to-day SEO, it's often very granular looking of what are the kind of the top terms, how are they ranking, are they leading to the individual pages, and are those converting, and where can I work within the website to kind of keep adding small little bits of, say, maybe an internal linking, or here's kind of the long tail of making some fixes. I'm looking at it as, what is your title tag formatting? What is your web page or a product page format and how that needs to be built? And then it's, here's kind of the process of what you need to do. I'll give you kind of the step-by-steps, but now it's on your court to get that implemented versus kind of a lot of myself diving in, doing that individual kind of, I'm going to go enter the meta description. I'm going to go tweak in the internal links and make the change so that now I can get to this other page that I think does well. It's more, how can I do a template across the businesses, so to speak? And the closest way I would kind of put it is thinking about a larger brand potentially of like, how do you do that across your different business lines and maybe different business properties? It's closer in that aspect of an in-house SEO than it is just within a single org.
At the end of the day, working, whether it's a large organization where you're working across multiple brands or at Private Equity, there are roles in SEO where you're able to not just focus on the discrete minutia of one brand, but where you're making decisions across multiple brands, very similar to, as you mentioned before, what you would be doing at an agency, but you're still fundamentally responsible for the results of SEO. Last question I have for you is, when you're working, obviously TurnRiver has a strategy where you're partnering with the in-house SEOs in the brands. What's the relationship like between you and the people who are the operators at each individual brand?
Yeah, generally, to give a little back, we're looking for those that are operationally not very efficient. So they don't usually have team members that can handle in a very expert way. They might be handling multiple buckets. So a lot of times, for example, I'll work with the director of marketing, and they're generally very appreciative because now they've got a team of experts and the budget to now go and hire the people they need in-house to build up the team. So I've found, at least generally, at least within the marketing side, that they're very appreciative. We just have to be very careful not to overwhelm them with a lot of like, here's all your work that we want you to now start doing at once, because it's not just necessarily me as the SEO, but we've got a paid person, CRO, overall kind of marketing person to help with that, trying to ramp up campaigns left and right for them. And it's just, that's a lot of areas to control. And so for us, we're looking at how we can put that in a good structure to make sure that they can get towards success. And as long as we're aligned, it's worked out fairly well when it comes to working with them. And I would say generally, they're fairly appreciative of this new kind of path that we've come into.
Part SEO training, part infrastructure builder, part tactical SEO, and part strategist. Being a SEO at a private equity company sure sounds interesting to me. And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Micah Fisher-Kirshner, the VP of SEO and content at TurnRiver Capital. Join us again tomorrow, where Micah and I wrap up our conversation talking about the difference between B2B SEO and B2C SEO. If you can't wait till our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Micah, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is MicahFK. That's MicahFK, or you could visit his company's website, which is turnriver.com.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs' webmaster tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions or your SEO questions, and you can even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on Twitter, and my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed. We're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.